Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you go into a coffee shop, you may well see several people sitting at laptops, and it's become a bit of a thing where such people might remain there for hours, having bought one cup of coffee. They've even earned the title of laptop squatters. Niamh O'Reilly has been voicing her outrage about such behaviour in thejournal.ie. Afternoon, Niamh.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad, but you're a freelance journalist?
I am, yes.
So and you're one of these people then?
Hands in the air. Yes, I have done this, but I have done it in moderation. So like, yes, I am someone who only needs their laptop and some Wi-Fi to get their work done. So I can work from anywhere. And I have certainly in the past gone to cafes, set up my laptop, but I haven't outstayed my welcome. Like I've bought a coffee and maybe stayed an hour, maybe 2 hours max, but I haven't set up camp and stayed for the guts of an entire day on the fumes of that one latte. So I think fair is fair. And I think coffee shops, especially like the smaller, you know, maybe independent coffee shops, they shouldn't be behind the door in kind of, you know, pushing back on this kind of behavior. Like one token coffee purchase doesn't entitle you to sit there for hours on end using the facilities and the Wi-Fi and like treating the place like your office and the staff like your personal assistants. And you see all sorts of really strange, funny behavior from people who just are there for hours.
Yeah. And so give us some examples of this strange, funny behavior that you've witnessed.
Well, it's strange because of the setting that it's in. So like you regularly see people having, you know, Zoom calls, but they don't have their headphones with them. So we all have to hear about the key performance indicators. Or like people will bring their headphones, but then they will start walking around kind of the cafes while they're on the phone. And like, I do get that. I'm the sort of person who walks around when I'm on the phone, but like not when I'm in a cafe. Like they're walking over to the counter and then they're walking over to the door and then they're leaning maybe on someone else's table, completely oblivious to the fact that like, they're on the phone walking around a cafe, you know, and then regularly you'll see people say, you know, I have to go to the bathroom. Can you keep an eye on my laptop there? And while you're at it, can you send me over an Americano? You know, like it's a counter service place, you know, and they're treating the staff like their personal assistants and they're treating the space as if it's their home office or something. And like that isn't what it's all about. And also they're really stingy, like they will buy maybe one coffee and get a tap water or something like that. So I just think, I don't think there's anything wrong with doing a bit of work from a cafe. It is nice to have a change of scene, but I just think be fair with it. Do you know what I mean? And order maybe more than a coffee and don't take up like a table for maybe 4 or 6 people, which I have seen during like busy lunchtime, because most cafes are only daytime operations and lunchtime literally is their bread and butter. And if you're taking up a big table, you know, and they're missing out on someone buying like, you know, proper food. It's stingy, like it's just not on.
Yeah. And this all sounds a bit performative, though, on their part, that they're kind of almost like they want other people to go, whoa, that person's a real player. You know, he's onto Bangkok and saying sell, buy and things like that.
I feel like there is a bit of that to it, because like if you're working from home, it's quite isolating, you know, and it's a very virtual sort of space. And I think maybe they miss kind of getting their ego, you know, plumped up a little bit so everyone can hear how great they are. And we all have to listen to your phone call to whatever Hong Kong and or whatever it is, you know, and there is sort of a ritual to it. You'll see with like people, you know, getting very particular about how they set up, you know, the table that they've nabbed, they'll have their laptop and maybe their diary and their books and their bits and pieces and their headset if they remember it. So there is sort of, there's something ritualistic, I think, to it as well. And you could be right there about the whole ego thing.
Yeah. And what kind of jobs are these people doing anyway?
I have no idea. No. But they seem to be something to do with maybe sales. I've heard a lot of things about like key performance indicators and sales targets and stuff like that. But like so many of us are working from home now in all sorts of kind of, you know, different industries. It's, you know, it's people like myself. It's people doing all sorts of things. But I don't think cafes are the only places to go if you want to change a scene. I think people forget libraries are brilliant and they're free.
Oh, no. You're in there with your children. It's nice and quiet. And you're going through what, you know, do you want to get, you know, Thomas the Tank Engine book? And then some flute is walking around screaming about key performance indicators.
Yeah, yeah. Well, OK, that if you were going to behave yourself and just sit there and actually do your work, you know, without talking about, you know, KPIs at the top of your voice. Libraries can be nice. Like, it depends. Not every town has a, you know, a big or well-equipped library. But if you have a fairly decent one near you, it, you know, don't discount it. If you're looking for a quiet place to do a bit of work that's not your home, you know, it's worth checking out. But I think the thing about, like, as I said, I work from home quite a bit. I think it's good to get out of the house, but you don't have to bring your laptop and work when you're out of the house. Go out to a cafe for a genuine break away from your device, from your laptop. Because cafes are supposed to be convivial community kind of spaces where, I don't know, maybe you'll have a chat with someone, you know, or have people watch, do something other than bash away on your laptop or take your sales calls. I think, you know, when it becomes a sea of laptops, it becomes quite soulless, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And though at the same time, and I don't mean you're a local coffee shop in your town, but that, you know, Starbucks and that, they positively were touting for this kind of business.
That's right, they were. But, you know, they are even pushing back on that now, because in the United States, they've put in panic buttons. So people who are kind of these, you know, laptop hoggers or whatever you want to call them, if they're not kind of buying something or just staying there with, you know, their glass of tap water and using the facilities, they're sort of being asked to move them on. And if they get a bit shirty, there is now apparently panic buttons that the staff can press. So I think even those big corporations and those corporate kind of style coffee shops are kind of pushing back on it a little bit, because I think some of us maybe have just been pushing it a bit too much.
Yeah.
So, you know, a bit of moderation, maybe.
Do you know what happens if you press the panic button?
I have never pushed it that far that someone has had to press the panic button. But I don't know, maybe a trapdoor opens, or maybe the Wi-Fi just cuts off and that's it. I don't know. I wouldn't like to try it out.
There's probably an announcement saying, ha ha, you're on your own. You didn't think we were going to help you there. But wasn't there some place in Wales that kind of banned them completely, or had a rule about it at least?
Yeah, so not completely, but they said, like, at weekends, like, we don't want sort of people in on their laptops taking up, you know, loads of tables. And I get that, like, weekends, especially for like a smaller local coffee shop, you know, if they can get someone in having breakfast or brunch, you know, a big table, that is literally their bread and butter. And having someone there on their laptop all day on one coffee, it's not fair. And like, most of us really get upset when our small local coffee shop closes, because in a little town, it can rip the heart out of a community, you know, if those places close. So I think support them and just be fair in how you're supporting them. Go maybe do a bit of work when it's quiet in the coffee shop, you know, and get your coffee, maybe buy a scone or something, and don't take up space in a busy lunchtime or breakfast at the weekend, because you know, it's just be fair with it.
Yeah. So, and so for maybe people listening to us right now, Niamh, sitting in a coffee shop, the speakers blaring on their laptop and everyone's giving them daggers. The best times to go in are in between the slow times, I assume.
Because like the morning obviously can be a good rush time for a coffee shop, and lunchtime. Like, I think just avoid those peak times, like kind of mid-morning, I normally find is quite slack, you know, and that can be a nice time if you want to get out of the house for a bit of a break. You've done a couple of hours at home. It's not quite lunchtime, you know, go out for an hour or so. But I think leave the laptop at home and support your local coffee shop without your devices. You know, go out and sit there and connect with the real world again, and don't look at your phone. Maybe do a bit of people watching, or shock horror, chat with someone, pass the time of day.
Oh, stop. They should employ more mammies in these places, because you know the way a mother will kind of lean over you and start tidying up around you, and you'll get a very clear message then what you're supposed to do next.
Guilty as charged. I don't know what it is about when you become a mum, but like, I was never one for cleaning up beforehand. But as soon as I become a mum, I'm like, I'm getting the crumbs off the table and the napkins and all that sort of thing. And never pass up napkins in a coffee shop. They always go in my handbag, because you never know when you're going to need them.
Niamh, thanks a million for talking with us today. That's the journalist Niamh O'Reilly there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.